it is what it is.
Food and drink.
Huh?
Food and drink.
Food and drink is exactly right. Moosewood. It's just down the block. The cookbooks and the restaurant and all that good food just down the block. We've got from Moosewood, David Hirsch, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and look, they brought food. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. Oh, gosh. You didn't have to do that. I know we told you to, but you didn't have to do that.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, is this Chuck, too?
This is Chuck. How
oh,
are you?
Chuck.
Nice to meet you.
Is it Talc? Is that right?
You got it.
Chuck Talc, ladies and gentlemen, here from Sheldrake Point Wineries, number one, the best. Only the best here on What Do You Know. And Mr. Moosewood guy, how are you?
Yes, David Hirsch.
Very good to see you. And I confess to hiding my wife's Moosewood cookbook. When we were first married, 1985.
She overdid it?
She tried to. She always leaves out ingredients, number one. So I don't really blame you people. But I hit it pretty good, apparently, because I could not find it for coming down here.
Well, we have about 12 more over at the restaurant if you want to get some.
Yeah,
12 more different ones.
Don't let my wife get a hold of it.
Okay.
But are you guys like a communist or something, aren't you?
No.
Isn't it a commune or?
Well, it's a collective, but you know, that's more of a philosophical term. We don't all live together and share
clothes.
Communalist
is what I meant to say, not communist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We each have our own households and things like that.
Your own children? You raise children communally? Or
no, we don't really. Pretty much do any of that.
Is this kind of an open sex situation where you can mate with any
Maybe
member
that,
of the
Maybe the first couple of years, but after that, that changed.
That gets old, too. You know, everything gets old.
Yeah, it got a little dangerous.
Yeah, the philosophy behind the Moosewood, Moosewood philosophy is what?
Well, it's really good fruit from everywhere. And, you know, as much of the local stuff as we can do.
Boy, I need this.
Good. That's the Latin corn soup. That's from our latest cookbook.
Delicious.
Moosewood Restaurant Cooks for Health.
See, the stuff she made tasted nothing like this.
Ah. Well, you know, this is like I said, maybe 30 years after she bought her book. So it's really possible. But, yeah, that's
well,
like,
she substitutes. She substitutes for things that are inappropriate for what, you know what I mean? Totally.
I think the first time you do a recipe, it's good to follow it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then afterwards you can improvise.
Can I get you to talk to my wife?
Sure. You know, we could email, whatever you like.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Great.
So what did you say the philosophy was? I'm sorry, I was eating this thing.
Good food from all over the world. That's kind of a...
Is there a founding of a father or mother of Moosewood?
No, there were seven people who started the place, and actually none of them are in the ownership right now, but there are people who were there within the first year, and that was January 1973 we opened, so that's 37 years, which is, and I started 4 years after that in 76. And even these numbers are kind of mystify me because I really can't believe that it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it has.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. In the same location, a block from here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Originally, did everyone live there? And cook there?
No, that wasn't quite it.
No.
But we did used to have a lot more meetings. Mm-hmm. We used to have these collective meetings once a month, and now we've kind of streamlined that a bit.
Yeah. Is there any chance of a Moosewood party forming where you actually become a political force?
Oh, like a Green Party in Europe or something? That's a good idea.
Yes.
Maybe we should organize that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that suggestion.
You're welcome. I just don't want to attend any meetings.
No, you won't have to.
No, I won't have to. I'm not part
Maybe
of it.
Maybe we'll change that piece of it.
What did I just have there? That
Okay, so you had a Tofalafel burger.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. In retrospect,
I know.
That's
see?
I
like to bring that because I think, you know, tofu gets a really bad rep, but
it is a very
good source of protein. And the only thing you have to know is you have to really season these things very well.
That's it, see?
Because tofu's like a chameleon, it'll form. You know, whatever guise you give it. And you have to, you know... You have
It'll
to
take
definitely.
What you give it.
And you have to, you know, be generous.
And gentle. And,
no, you don't have to be too gentle. In fact, you need to be a little
gentle,
brutal, I think.
My friend.
Maybe
can't
in
be brutal.
Other ways.
Can't be brutal with it or
right.
will not respond.
Okay.
And you'll be sorry in the end.
That's possibly true.
Yes.
And that comes with a lemon tahini dressing.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
What else have we got here?
Well, you had the Latin corn soup. You could try the dill pesto. So, you know, we're all familiar with regular pesto made with basil, but this one's made with fresh dill, scallions, cheddar cheese, and walnuts.
Mm. Very tasty.
Yeah. That's from a book that I wrote.
Cheddar cheese, did you say?
Yes, cheddar cheese. Hmm. Called The Moosewood Restaurant Kitchen Garden. Mm-hmm. So it's a book for gardeners and cooks.
Do you do most of the writing of these cookbooks?
No. We've had, they're definitely collaborative efforts. That's the only one that was kind of like a solo, solo thing. But the books are very much collaborative. Mm,
that's quite tasty.
Thank you.
And dill is a ticklish thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to kind of like dill.
You have
it's
to
a
like
little
it.
Like cilantro. You have to like
yeah, and you can over-dill.
You can over-dill.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have Eastern European ancestry, and so maybe there's like some ancestral thing about
dill
there.
I know what you mean.
There, you know?
Tell me no, say no more. Do you do anything with beets, speaking of that? Borscht?
Beets? Yeah, we do a couple of soup. We do a chilled beet borscht in the warm weather, and we roasting beets. One of the nicest things you can do with beets is to roast little baby beets.
Baby beets, you roast them?
Yeah, the little ones. They're very
you
sweet.
You are brutal, man.
Well, they're going to get eaten eventually.
Well, have you done wine?
We serve a lot of local wines at the restaurant.
Oh, but you don't make them your own self, do you?
No,
Well, that's why this gentleman is here.
I know, that's why he's here.
What goes with a nice Moosewood meal better than a good wine? A great wine, in fact.
A great wine.
Yes.
A wine from the Finger Lakes, in fact.
Yes.
Probably goes with a Moosewood meal.
Yeah.
And knowing we were going to be on the show, we thought we
would
showcase a few that we think might go well with tofu burgers.
Sheldrake Point.
That was a challenging assignment, actually.
A Riesling.
So we brought a semi-dry Riesling.
Yeah.
The citrus fruit characters will probably meld well with that
lemon
tahini.
They have citrus fruit characters at the Moosewood as well.
They have a few of those there at Moosewood.
Yes. Riesling is the big deal here, right?
Riesling is the big deal in the Finger Lakes. We're really on the world stage with Riesling, and we're
very
proud of
it. Is that because climate-wise it's similar to the German Riesling country, wherever that would be?
There's a lot of that.
Yep.
Riesling does well in our climate. We excel in a lot of Alsatian-style varietals, those grapes that are grown in Alsace and eastern France and other parts.
They don't grow in Lorraine?
In where?
Lorraine, just in Alsace?
You got me.
All right, sorry.
We also brought a dry rosé.
The grapes themselves, did someone bring them over from Germany? Is that how it started? Or?
Actually, interesting question.
Yeah.
Many of us are growing grapes that are actually bought from nurseries in Canada, up in the Niagara Peninsula in Canada. But back in the early days, travelers over to Europe would sneak back cuttings in their suitcases. And
can you drink
cheers.
While you're talking? Yes. Cheers.
Cheers to Finger Lakes Riesling.
Finger Lakes. Wonderful. Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It has flavor notes. I feel elderberry.
Keep going.
Fungus of some sort.
Noble
roots,
fungus.
Noble fungus. Help me out here.
Unctuous. Overripe. Fruity, citrus.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
I'm amused by its impudence.
Impudence.
You're amused by its impudence. This is actually a wonderful wine. Excellent.
This wine actually helped to earn our little winery Winery of the Year in New York State last year.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. And are you responsible? Are you like the wine master?
Am I the wine master? No. Our wine master is a gentleman named David Breeden. He lives in Trumansburg. He's a wonderful winemaker.
Mm-hmm.
He combines both a degree from Cornell in chemistry and a master's degree in philosophy to make fine
perfect.
Wine.
The perfect combination for a winemaker.
That's right.
I would think. Wow, this is excellent.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I would give you a gold medal easily. I don't have one.
it doesn't get any better than Moosewood. And-